As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." Luke 24:36. Do you believe in ghosts? I suppose the answer to that question could depend on what one meant by believe or believe in, and what one meant by ghosts. In English, the term ghost has often been used for the disembodied spirit of a deceased person. But in other languages, it simply means a spirit. And we know that God did create spirit beings, which we call angels, some of whom fell and became God's enemies. But whether the spirits are good or evil, they have often frightened people on this earth. When God's angel came to roll away the stone from Jesus' tomb, trained soldiers of the mightiest nation on earth began to shake until they fell down like dead men. Not long after that, when some women came to the tomb and saw the angel, they were petrified. But the angel told them something that he had not told the soldiers. He told them, "Don't be petrified, for I know that you are looking for Jesus." Time and again, the Bible tells us about angels coming to God's people who looked for the redemption of Israel and saying to them, "Fear not." When Jesus' disciples were in the boat on the Sea of Galilee, and he came to them walking on the water, they were frightened, thinking he was a ghost, a spirit being. And on Easter evening, when those two disciples came running back from Emmaus to tell the disciples that they had spent the afternoon with Jesus, not recognizing him until he distributed the bread to them at supper. And while they were still talking, Jesus stood among them, saying, "Peace to you. Shalom Aleichem." It was wonderful. But you wouldn't have known that from the disciples' reaction. It was like the hair was standing up on the back of their necks. You would have thought they had seen a ghost. They thought that they were seeing a spirit, and they were as frightened as they had been on the Sea of Galilee. Could that ever happen to us? Could Jesus come to us with a gracious greeting of peace to you, and we're afraid he's going to harm us? Perhaps, if we have short-term memory loss, as the Emmaus disciples seem to have had for a moment, Jesus had to prove to all of them that it was really he and not a spirit. He let them feel his flesh and bones. He ate in front of them. Perhaps they had thought he was a spirit because of the odd circumstances of his coming. He might as well have been walking on the water as suddenly to be standing among them while they huddled behind locked doors. Those doors had to be unlocked for the Emmaus duo when they arrived, but Jesus simply stood among them. How patiently he overcame their fears. And the clincher was when he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, just as he had done with the Emmaus disciples, whose hearts had burned within them on the way. And if he should come to us with his greeting of peace to you, and we think he's going to harm us, that maybe listening to his word might cost us something we treasure, like a friendship or the respect of some of this world's people. If he speaks to us, calling us to come to him, and we're seized by the fear of being mocked by Bill Nye, the science guy, If we're tempted to think that he might have come to take our life, our happiness, our goods, our good name, our chance to have a spouse and children, then may he also open our minds to understand the scriptures, just as he did for his disciples that night, showing them that his suffering and death and resurrection were all necessary to bring salvation to mankind. But nothing could keep him in the grave when he had paid the penalty to the full. And nothing can keep him from fulfilling his parting promise to you: I am with you always to the end of the age. So when the hair stands up on the back of your neck, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Yes, he will come again. Maybe while we're still speaking about these things, and we will know him even as he knows us. And then, the glory.